I'm Bob Baranczyk.
And I'm Barbara Truex.
And this is Maine Originals.
Creative lives linked to land, sea, and community.
Today's guest on Maine Originals is Bruce St. Thomas. Bruce is a noted art therapist and child psychologist. He grew up in rural Maine, the son of a woodsman.
One of the things I was thinking about when you and I were talking earlier, Bob, is that when I grew up, there was a without people consciously doing it, they were teaching a notion of higher order thinking. And it all centered on nature. I mean, art was a natural for me because the world was so beautiful. And that's what I grew up with, was the beauty and the awe of the environment, you know, the nature around you. My father was a woodsman and later became a boiler operator in the local pulp mill. And not a happy person in terms of doing that, because he was happiest outside in the woods. And when I was a child, that's where he worked. Mm-hmm. And their work was an art form. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, I remember at 5 years of age being taken into the woods operation with my father. And literally just being awestruck by the sheer kind of physicality and beauty of the work. I mean, they still then, even though they would have like a backup chainsaw, they didn't use the chainsaw, they used the, you know, the buck saw with two men, a man on either side.
Right. Really?
And they worked.
That was
such,
real work.
Oh, and it with such rhythm, I can't even describe it, the way that they would handle lumber and trees. And then, of course, every small operation, because my father had one other man that he worked with, would have a horse. They would have either one or two horses, and they would have just a simple hauling device, and their wood would go on that, and they'd haul it out every day. At the end of the day, all their wood came out. But my father started work like at 4:30 in the morning and would come home in the afternoon like at 2:30, and he would take me in, and it was just inspiring. I mean, things, what they did with the trees, and my father would say to me, "You have nothing to fear in the Maine woods. Let me teach you." And he would take me through and show me, you know, how to make a trail and talk to me about what I would do if I were lost and what was edible in the woods. And then he would chew pitch. It was a certain type of pitch, and chew it into gum. They sell it at L.L.B. Pine pitch gum. But my father would actually create it right in front of my eyes and then give it to me. He basically said there was nothing in the Maine woods that you should fear unless you were between a bear and her den of cubs in the spring. And he even taught me what you do if that were the case. And then the other thing was that you should always fear porcupine, which I thought was so interesting. But it made me have this at home feeling about the Maine woods and about, you know, being in nature. And so anyhow, I was thinking about the notion that there was a higher order thinking and the way that went. And I would sort of compare it to when you were a kid and you would lay in an open field and watch clouds for the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Or you would lie down and see a starry night. And there's a strange feeling that comes over you of being in something bigger and therefore, at some level, less significant, at another level, completely connected. It's like that. And the Maine woods and you know what it represents, and the lakes and streams and the places I would go, that's what it would feel like. This is larger, greater than you,